Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services.
All right, in this episode, we're going to talk about how to avoid credit card interest. Okay, so I had somebody reach out to me. I guess this was maybe on Friday of last week. And their email kind of went like, hey, I have a credit card. I pay my bills on time and I pay the balances on time, but I'm still getting charged credit card interest every single month. What can I do? So I kind of investigated more into this client's situation. And when he meant he paid his bill on time, he's paying the minimum payment. And of course, the banks want you to pay that $25 or $30 minimum balance because they're charging you interest. So for example, if I gave you $1,000 and I say, hey, only pay me back $30 a month until this $1,000 is paid for. However, I'm charging you 25% interest. Each month, that balance is not paid in full. So why on earth would you pay me $30? And risk the chance of never paying back this $1,000 or paying back $3,000 or $4,000 when you only borrow $1,000. So that's what credit card companies are doing when they give you this monthly statement and they tell you only pay the minimum balance, you know, and you're fine. So when that person said that they're paying their bills on time or their credit card bill on time, they're really not. They're just getting by with the minimum payment. So that takes us to number one. Spending. Okay, so you only swipe your credit card for the amounts that you can afford to pay off within 30 days. So if you got a $5,000 credit card, don't go book a $5,000 vacation to Las Vegas or Miami or Los Angeles, and you know you can't pay back that $5,000 within, you know, 30 days or by the due date of next month. So you only use your credit card for things like groceries or gas, just to get the free cash back reward points if your credit card offers reward points. If it doesn't and you only have a credit card to help build your credit, don't use it at all. Just let it report every month. You do not have to use your credit card to have it report to your credit report, because when you pay your balance off in full each month, it reports at a $0 balance regardless. So if you know you can't afford to pay off your card in time, or you don't want to get trapped into paying interest rates, just don't use the card at all. Just let it report every month as paid in full, and you won't fall into that interest rate trap. So I have about 15 credit cards and I haven't paid $1 or one penny actually in interest since I've had them open and known how to use them correctly. So number one, only spend what you can afford to pay off by the due date. That brings us down to number two, pay the account in full. Do not get stuck in that minimum balance trap. So you have a $2,000 credit card and you spend $1,000 of it, you get that statement in the mail or you get that email online statement, paperless statement, and then say, hey, only pay $30 and we'll report this as paid on time until next month. And then you just keep doing that over and over and over. And now that $1,000 turns into $5,000 2 years from now because you keep paying $25 or $30 a month. So you pay your balance off in full. So only spend what you can afford to pay off within 30 days or by the due date, and only, and not only, but you wanna make sure you pay off the balance in full and not only pay the minimum balance. Number three, this really isn't too important, but this is more for your credit reporting. So you wanna pay attention to your billing statement date. So this is the date that the bank reports your balance to the credit bureau. So a lot of people think, hey, I paid my balance in full, yet a balance is still reported to the credit bureaus. Why is this? That's because your due date is usually about 3 to 7 days before your statement date. And the statement closing date is when the bank reports your balance to the credit bureaus. So if your due date is the 15th, and your statement closing date, let's say it's the 18th, then you pay your card off in full by the 15th, so the bank isn't charging you interest, and then you keep that card at zero until after the 18th. That way on the 18th, the bank reports your balance at zero. So on the 19th, you can start back using your card. So you pay in full by the due date, statement closing date, or statement date is just for credit reporting. Number four, check your account. A lot of people get credit cards, they don't download the app, they forget they have a credit card, they don't know how to pay their credit card, they just end up missing payments. It's just, this is a disaster. So number four, you always wanna log into your account once a week. Even if I don't use credit cards, because some of my credit cards have annual fees throughout the year, so I'm not sure which month those annual fees are, I still log into my credit card accounts at least 2 to 3 times a month on a regular basis, just to make sure I don't have a balance on there. I haven't had any type of fraud. You know, somebody can hack your credit card account. They make you use your card at a gas station somewhere. So even if you have not used your credit card, still check your credit card accounts in case there's any type of annual fee or balances on there and you don't miss a payment. And then you get charged interest on that random, you know, payment or annual fee that was on there. That's how they get you as well. So if you follow all four of these steps, only spend what you can afford to pay off, pay your balances in full, keep the balance at zero until after the statement closing date, and check your account on a regular basis, you are never going to get charged credit card interest, because interest rates on credit cards are like 25 or 27% and they are hard to pay back off. So just follow those four steps and you will never get charged interest on your credit card balance. This video helped you? Be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.